Hey guys, we are back, and look, I've got
Hi.
my wonderful wife as a guest. She hasn't been on in a while. Where
it's
have you been?
A couple months.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you afraid to come on the show?
No, I'm not afraid.
Just don't want to?
Haven't had a reason, but now we have a reason.
So we have a reason? So what's the reason we have, babe?
Fortaleza Winter Blend. We got it, what, a month ago?
Yeah, when we were in Tequila.
The 2025.
Maybe some friends knew we were there, right?
Yeah.
And said, hey, I got a bottle for you.
You had to run over and get it, right?
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Nobody was there. Store wasn't open. And they're like, oh, Brad, hey, good to see you. Yeah, we got one for you. So here is the 2025 Winter Blend. And what we're going to do is I don't like comparing Winter Blend against other Winter Blends because they're so different. So what I wanted to do with this one was I wanted to compare it to just a regular Fortaleza Repo. Winter Blend 2025. This is all in Spanish. I was going to read it to you and be all suave, but yeah, this is Spanish.
My Spanish isn't that good yet.
And I really don't know much about it other than American and French oak barrels. Google it. I mean, it's out there, right?
Yeah.
They'll find out. So let's take a taste of the regular Fortaleza Repo, right?
Yeah.
That's Fortaleza. It's so good. Now that you've been on this tequila journey for a little while, you've been to a couple of distilleries, maybe
20,
15, 20. I was going to say at least 20. And we've met some really amazing people.
Amazing.
And we've been to Fortaleza.
A handful of times.
And we're always treated great there. And the facility's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
What would you say your favorite thing about traveling to the town of Tequila is?
The tours.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And we've gone to the Highlands a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
What's been your favorite part about going to Arandas and the Highlands?
My favorite part was I liked staying in that little town, that little...
In Capilla de Guadalupe?
Oh, nope.
When we stayed at Trujillo?
I liked those little houses. But my favorite part of traveling up there is trying to find the Yayo bottle.
Oh, yeah, finding the Yayo bottle.
The scavenger hunt.
It's gonna be located right there. Yayo bottle. Right?
Yeah.
That to me was a great weekend.
That was by the funnest. Yeah.
We got the opportunity to we went to Tequila and we went through a fiesta for Gente Buena at Atanasio.
Yeah.
And we seen the families talk about how happy they were San Pedro Los Landeros to get their water.
Yeah.
And it was really amazing. And then from there, we shot over to Arandas. Sergio Cruz was nice enough to stay at one of his places. It was our anniversary, September 16th, which also is Mexican Independence Day. So we got married on a freaking crazy awesome day.
Did you?
I did not plan that. Yeah, back then we were, 12 and 13?
Yeah.
So we got to spend our anniversary there. And Cesar and Oscar, they hooked us so much up the whole weekend. Cesar and Oscar showed us around. They told us what time to be downtown. They made sure that we were there because Sergio Cruz said that he doesn't stick around for Independence Day because there was too much drinking. Too much drinking for Sergio Cruz. I've drank with him starting at least 10 in the morning and ending at the nighttime.
Yeah.
And that's too much. So great event. My favorite thing about going is the friends that we've created, seeing the friends. From Christiana to Renee.
But no,
to
the Highlands.
Sergio and Oscar, Oscar Vasquez Camarena, and the people that we've met, all of the people at 1414. That's the reason for going today.
Oh, I guess. And then Tequila. So same thing.
Yeah, it's the people. It used to be about learning about the distilleries.
Yeah.
And I still love learning everything. But today it's about the people. It's about hanging out with friends and drinking tequila. So did you like the Fortaleza Repo?
Yeah.
It's hard to say no to that.
Yeah.
So as we nose and taste this one, then I want to go into this Winter Blend 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about what's different about it and what we think about it. All right. You ready? The nose is softer. I did not pick up as much aroma. Did you? So a nice minerality.
I'm saying really similar.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. The same.
Not jumping off as something different.
No.
I'm going to taste this one again. Let us know if you have Winter Blend 2025. And salute, baby.
Salute.
It's definitely richer. It has more flavor.
Or more of a floral.
Yeah, way more of a floral note. To me, it was thicker and more rich in flavor. Like, it just had more flavor.
More rich, for sure.
Yeah.
It
might be a savory is the word I want to say, where it's like vegetal and almost like thick and meaty type.
Yep.
More so than this, so heavier.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of really nice flavors.
A lot of flavors.
Yeah, I need to learn more about these barrels. I should have done just a tad bit of research, but actually we've been out drinking a little bit tonight, yeah, right? We went to one of our favorite restaurants.
Let's do a video.
Yeah.
And whenever I say, let's do a video, he's like,
let's do it. Yeah, I don't get the opportunity.
Be on the video, so.
We actually were at one of our restaurants here in Indianapolis called Salt, and it is a seafood restaurant.
So good.
You wouldn't think seafood in Indiana, but they fly it all in super fresh. And they actually carry several of the tequilas that we work with. They've got Yeo, they've got Valar, they've got Romare. I believe they have a Las Lor. And they really do a great job there. The tequila selection's amazing. Their drinks are amazing. And the food is...
Food, amazing.
Yeah, some great sushi in Indiana.
I had chocolate cake.
Oh, you had it. The chocolate cake's the same cake's size
like
of your head.
This big. I was like...
It's crazy.
Can I take it to the restaurant?
Well, we have one trip coming up that you're not going on.
Yeah.
So at the end of May here, I'll be traveling to Tequila. We're going to the Jose Cuervo, I think it's called the Transparency Tour. I've been invited. I'm bringing Brian Quinlan, who's my podcast mate on Indiana Success Happy Hour. Does a lot of video work with me. He's also a realtor that I work with. So you weren't interested in going to Cuervo, were you?
No, I didn't want to go.
So we're going to do that one?
For that one.
So. I'm looking forward to seeing my buddy Richie from Craft Cartel. I believe he's going to be there. And then I think this is going to be a summer filled of going to Tequila, right? Mm-hmm. And Aramas.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we'll probably do our anniversary there again.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. She's just going to go along with whatever I say at this point.
Yeah.
Would you rather do a beachy town or?
I like Aramas. I love horses, so.
Yeah, that whole celebration.
A lot of horses, so.
So maybe we should do Sayulita for a couple of days at the beach. Spend a couple of days in Tequila and then round it out a couple of days, maybe 3 days in Aramas.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, looks like we'll be hitting some people up.
Probably won't scavenger hunt for Yayo again. No. That was so fun.
I will say, though,
it was a neat experience.
The 2026 bottle is getting buried, like, here real soon.
Yeah.
It would be pretty cool to go back to back and find 2026.
It would, but then that wouldn't give other people a chance.
They have a chance. They could go on the same time. They could beat us there.
Go find that bottle.
I think this time,
we might.
If we do it, can we rent a metal detector?
That'd be a good idea. And then they won't put it in the metal.
It may not be. We don't know. See, that's the thing. The year before, it was in a wood box. So the metal detector wouldn't have helped. Mm-hmm. But I don't really want to do 5 hours of digging.
I just remembered all the mosquito bites I got. Oh, my gosh.
Are you healed?
Mosquitoes love me.
Are they gone? Or do you still have some?
I said, if I was going to get malaria.
You got it on that weekend.
I would have gotten it. And I did not get it. So everything's good. So.
Well, I want to say thanks for doing this for me, babe.
And yeah, we didn't do much talk on.
What do you think of 2025?
I like it. I like the regular Repo.
You did that last year, too. Yeah. Last year, you said the same thing. Do you not like all the added flavors?
I must. Not as much as the regular one. So I prefer regular.
Everything.
Is it Repo?
Yeah. I'm just drinking the Repo.
Reposado.
Oh, this one's the winter blend here. The Repo's on that side.
Reposado.
Yeah. This is normal. What batch do we have there? What lot number and what batch? We have lot 139R. We always pick these up when we're in town. And that's a great Repo. In fact, it's my last Repo. So I'm going to have to load up when I get to Tequila here in a couple of weeks. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Are you going to start doing maybe video content too and doing tequila videos?
You ask that every time.
Tell her no. Yeah. She's not going to do it.
I'll just see you guys every once in a while.
Every once in a while. All right. Well, thanks for watching the shows. Guys, thanks for doing all this with me. I so appreciate all of the people and the people that follow and comment and all the crazy stuff. And it's really crazy to me. So I'm always humbled by this, aren't I?
Yeah, he is. He loves what he's doing.
Didn't expect this to happen, did I?
Nope.
I didn't expect you to buy a distribution company either, did you?
No.
But it happened. All right. Yeah. Cheers, babe.
Salute.
Salute, everybody. Salute. Have a great night.